AI groupies of Chinese taking over all our real equipment in North America. Share some thoughts here, my friend.
I am definitely concerned with AI, and I never thought that I would actually see negative effects of AI in my lifetime, but I guarantee that we're going to see some pretty major stuff coming here. Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's concerning. It's already starting to show all kinds of crazy stuff, and, you know, like when it knows, like, it's deceptive and tries to self-preserve itself, and yeah, it's crazy stuff, but yeah, I'm just going to sit back here and reminisce about CKNW and yeah, all the old school talk radio, man. I love talk radio. Used to do a lot of surveillance, and we just listened to it. Sometimes it even call in, and it's so engaging, but radio, yeah, gone.
Well, what I want you to do, Johnny, this is your project, and you have to follow up on the next Red Eye show next Friday, is you are going to go to YouTube, and you're going to do an engine search of the Coquitlam Amateur Radio Club, and you're going to look at some of the older videos of them setting up their station there, the towers and that, and you are also going to, after that, get an opportunity to go visit them when they have the doors open and check out that museum. I'm going to tell you, it's going to enlighten you. You're going to feel so refreshed when you walk out those doors. You're going to throw your Chinese radio on the ground, and you're going to go, I really, really got to look like a ham operator and buy an ICOM Kenwood or a Yaesu radio. We will convert you. There is hope for you.
Well, I'm speaking to you on a Kenwood TH-75 Brother. The Chinese radio is in your inbox. You got to have a look at the pictures you got there that I sent to you. But yeah, I'll check out the museum. And I'm standing by here. I'm just watching my printer do some pretty cool stuff. It's like kind of like mesmerizing. It's like watching a fire, you know. You can just sit back and watch this thing go. It's like, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, I don't do it anymore. I mean, I'm surrounded by it, but if I had the opportunity of 8 grams a day free from the government, I'd kind of be mesmerized looking at a laser printer myself.
Hi. Okay, carry on your speech over there. I'm listening. I'm being mesmerized here. Carry on.
Here's 3D printing a pizza.
Yeah, you better share that pizza truck.
Actually, what's happening here is I'm having a go box built by a guy in Georgia, the country, you know, close to Russia. He's a wicked engineer, and he's really makes the best go boxes on the planet Earth. And he's building one for me, and he doesn't have access to an Anytone, so he sent me the STL file, and he has this holder that he's engineered himself based on whatever, and I'm going to print it off and slap it on the Anytone, see if it fits, and then I'll say yes, and then he'll put it in the go box that he's building for me. So, you know, look at that, eh? Talk about modern technology and just craziness. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, I have a quick question for you. Why are you getting it built? We have lots of wonderful amateur operators with the skills and what have you, and all the clubs here. Build it at home. Experience it. Go buy yourself one of the swap meets if it's too expensive. A nice Pelican case, and you've got that laser printer and that. You can make framing in it and what have you in that. And you'd be patting yourself on the back far better building something of your own and something homeschool locally with there's a lot of talent, a lot of experience in the amateur field in our own community here. Benefit from it. I'm reaping off the benefits right now of two guys that worked in commercial stations, and now I can't stop talking about commercial stations. V7HHI and the group to take it, V7OR Red Eye.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I'm new to the printer and the fiber laser and all that sort of stuff. And He was like one of the best designers I found of gold boxes, and he does all this cool, like, well, you'll see. I'll show you when I get it. It's just, I'm not even going to begin to tell you about it because you're like, you're just, it's just way over your head. So I'm kidding. But yeah, no, I'll show you to you. He does all this kind of cool James Bond stuff, like compartments that do, like, he's a really good engineer, and yeah, and he's also a ham operator, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Can't wait to share.
No, I'll accept what you had to say. I mean, any guy that takes a package of Chinese hot sauce on a takeout order and thinks he's supposed to squirt in his eyes to get rid of his red eyes, I can reflect on where you're coming from. V7HHI, that was a good double. Go ahead, sir.
yeah, no, that happened. I'm using the foot pedal tonight, Ken, and the headset, the Heil headset, which is something I just started to enjoy. For the longest time, I've only used desk mics and hand mics, but I finally convinced myself that the headset is the way to go.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Still
I don't know. There we go.
So across the microphone.
Wow, there's an amazing man and a history within itself there. I'm curious what radio you're running. Your audio is absolutely beautiful. Really nice tone qualities off it. And, you know, I mean, you get what you get depending on what speaker's plugged into your radio. But, no, it sounds really nice.
Yeah, I'm a Yaesu guy, and this is a 991 Alpha. For the radio, but I give full credit to the Heil headset here, and I went down to Portland, drove down, and got it down there. Initially, I was going to get it for podcasting, but long story short, didn't work for that, and came back and, you know, wired it up with the right patch cord and stuff, and really, really happy with it.
Peter drop B7OR on the red eye. Yeah, cool. No, the 991, correct me if I'm wrong, that has VOX on it, doesn't it? Can I ask? It sounds like you're in a quiet area that you didn't use the Vox on the IO headset.
It does. I hate VOX. I've always hated it.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, all of a sudden that's you and you're stomping on a conversation. It's not very polite, I guess. Yeah, I get that. Well, there's so many facets. What do you use it for, a pedal?
You know, I don't even know what it, what brand it was or if it is a brand. When I got it and, you know, I was talking to the guy for a long time in the shop at HRO in Portland there, and then I was just about to walk out, and I said, hey, I forgot to get a pedal. Do you have pedals that will work with this? He says, do I have pedals? And I said, yeah, I just need something really simple. And the one he sold me was about $20 U.S. So it's just a floor pedal. It doesn't do anything fancy. It's got a nice red kind of rubberized thing on the top of it. And it's small, and it works perfectly.
A V7OR for ID. Yeah, well, that's cool, man. I'm kind of old school. I would have went to Value Village and hunted around and went, oh, this pedal is a sewing machine. It makes a click sound. That's me, though.
Yeah, and you could use the old Singer sewing machine pedals. I've seen that happen. That'd be interesting to wire up. But this one's nice, and you can kind of tuck it away, and it's just $20. It almost looks like it's kind of like a, what do they call that, the old MFJ type things. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It was just kind of thrown together, but solid enough.
Oh, yeah, well. Don't change a thing. It works quite well. Sounds really nice. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo for ID. I guess we should all ID here. Might as well stay at protocol.
Yeah, BE7HHI, Bruce Cloverdale.
have an ROX in the box making coffee. Johnny, what's your call sign? Do you have a call sign?
Well, sir, Big Vehicle 7 Uniform, Julie Mike, 73, everybody. Thanks for running that. Thanks for having me. Thanks to everybody, Frequency. Thanks for coming out. And, yeah.
Okay, Johnny, take care. Hey, Johnny, other than the fooling around, I think you're a pretty awesome guy. I think you bring a lot to the amateur radio community, and I mean that in a good way. I know that's a Brad line. I really mean that in a good way. There's a lot of people that do use those type of radios and that, and you've always been supportive, and I've seen you in work, the motion of passion, you know, getting your nose in there, get yourself dirty, and just say, hey, man, I'll help you put an antenna up. I think you're an awesome ham operator, and I didn't really say that. Okay, Johnny?
Aw, I love you too, Merlin. I love everybody. It's such an awesome community. Okay, man, 73 and ROX if you're out there, and I forgot call sign from CKNW. I look forward to hearing you on the air. And, yeah, good night, everybody. Thanks for running the net, 73.
Have a good night.
Okay, this is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo with the Red Eye Net. We try to do this every Friday around midnight-ish, try to get in here, socialize, have a little fun, have a little technical talk, all that good stuff. And we welcome Hotel India as one of our newcomers on the Red Eye. Anyone else like to join us on VE7RPG? Wow, everybody's getting ready for that contest. Yeah, make sure you check out radioroom.ca for tomorrow there, HHI. That should be a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, just get the, I love simplex stuff over repeater stuff. I find that a lot of fun. And, of course, I know you have that passion in your blood. You're the type of guy that would sit there with a shortwave radio and see what you could do to the world. I used to be like that myself and still am. Do check out my long-winded QRZ page. Make sure you have a bottle of beer in front of you before you read it. As long-winded as the operator.
Yeah, I will check out your QRZ page and check out mine, too. Some interesting stuff in there, I think. My VE7HHI on the QRZ page. Simplex. I love Simplex. I wish I had a chance to use it more. Every time I have a QSO on Simplex, I'm always impressed and forget how good the sound quality can be. Repeaters, as much as they're important and they allow everyone to talk to everyone else easily, they don't have that opened up kind of sound that I just love.
Well, absolutely. Open air transmission is always the best. Forget the rest of it. Indeed. What happened to you, Rox? Did you go get some coffee? Are you still in there?
Yeah. Of course. Where would I be?
There you go. There you go. Well, I don't know what topics. It's open discussion. You certainly got me baited, both of you, into commercial transmitters and stuff. Thanks a lot. I can continue on with stuff like that, and pick your brain and what have you, and enjoy that stuff. Oh, there's a good YouTube video on WWL. Really good video on YouTube for WWL if that interests you, of the museum. They have a museum there of when they first started there. That's quite a station, man. Wow. I can't imagine looking at a tuning coil. You know, that takes up, 500 square feet in a basement. Just blows my mind.
Yeah, that stuff is just incredible. I'm going to have to look that up. Just amazing. One of the hobbies, if I had all the money in the world and had a chance to do it, I'd love to go and visit all the tiny little radio stations around the U.S., and see the ones that are still operating. Of course, most of them now are FM. But you get some of these neat little studios. I used to visit them when I went on a road trip. I've gone to Moses Lake and seen a radio station operating out of a mobile home. Olympia, Washington has the two radio stations on a pier with a studio right on a dock. You know, it's just fascinating to see what they could do. Bellingham, of course, had a radio station in the drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think that was probably...